For the fourth straight day, U.S. President Donald Trump attacked four women of color in Congress, continuing to question their loyalty to the country and suggesting they should leave America. Despite criticism from Democrats that his comments about the four minority congresswomen are racist, Mr. Trump went on a 20-minute diatribe about them, saying they were welcome to leave the country if they do not like his policies on issues such as immigration and defending Israel.
They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it. I don't know.
Mr. Trump tweeted on the weekend that the four progressive representatives known as the Squad, that's Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Ohio, should go back where they came from, even though all are U.S. citizens and three are U.S. born. The House of Representatives has voted to block a resolution to impeach the president, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that divided Democrats.
The declaration by the World Health Organization comes after...
The resolution sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Mr. Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed by Wednesday, marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt for defying congressional subpoenas related to the U.S. Census. The measure, which passed 230 to 198, was a response to the cabinet members' failure to produce documents requested by House Democrats as part of an investigation. This is VOA News. The lawyer and family of Shakeel Afridi, the Pakistani physician who helped the United States track down former al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, told VOA that Afridi continues to suffer in prison under dire conditions. The defense lawyer expressed optimism that the fate of his client would be discussed during the planned meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan next week at the White House. Speaking to VOA, Jameel Afridi, Shakeel Afridi's brother, expressed frustration that the doctor's case has not been resolved in over 8 years. Jameel Afridi said that he last visited his brother, who he says has become very weak, on July 6th. U.S. officials have not said publicly if the two leaders will discuss the case, but according to a statement released by the White House last week, both sides will discuss a host of issues, including counterterrorism and joint Pakistan efforts to bring stability to the South Asia region. The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. U.S. officials believe that NATO allied Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. Former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has received a sentence that will see him spend the rest of his life in prison. The 62-year-old Guzman was convicted in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana as a top leader of Mexico's cartel, one of the country's largest and most violent drug-dealing groups. Again, the House of Representatives voting to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in criminal contempt for defying congressional subpoenas related to the U.S. Census. Four Democrats voted against the measure while no Republicans supported it. Justin Amash, independent congressman from Michigan who recently left the Republican Party, voted in favor of the resolution. The criminal contempt vote against the two Trump cabinet members, that is Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, is likely to be a little more than symbolic since the charges would be referred to Barr's Justice Department anyway. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today, the voice of of America, VOA 1.